Thank you for joining us on this Sunday morning. Several of us have gathered in the living room, and the joy of the Lord is upon Brother Freedom. He's been having a wonderful time just enjoying the presence of God. And the Holy Spirit's impressed him to let you know that if you have a need in your life, if you'll just believe, that's the important thing. If you will have faith and trust in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, the Lord will do a work for you. It's not Brother Freedom that's going to do a work for you. It's God. But the Lord has spoken to Brother Freedom that this is a very special day and there's a special opening from heaven for you if you'll take advantage of it. So we're just believing with you. Please listen carefully because God has a message. We don't know what it is yet, but we're going to enjoy it. Father, we thank you. Oh, we praise you. We can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. We can't give you enough glory or honor because we're so tiny and microscopic and you're so gigantic and wonderful. But Lord, we do praise you and we thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost on Brother Freedom and on this listener. In Jesus' name, amen. Micah has some scripture.
This is Hebrews chapter 11, starting in verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Then over in James, the first chapter, it says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Lord, thank you for this word. Lord, help us not to be double-minded before you, Lord, but to have our minds stayed on you and our focus upon you. And especially now, Lord, as we stand in your presence today, we pray that you'd give us and each listener focus upon you and upon your words. Lord, open our hearts to receive from you and open heaven to send down your blessings upon us and upon each listener, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. I just appreciate each one of you and I love you wherever you are throughout the world. The Lord is good, and He's your strength. He is what you and I both need, and He is sufficient for everybody. I pray whatever your need is, as been mentioned, I believe this is going to be a special day with Him. God wants to heal you. God wants to touch you in a mighty way. Receive it from the Lord this day. I pray that God will bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that surely that's a good dictionary of what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence not seen. The evidence that you have, you can't see it. So when we work with God, it has to be working by He gives you a vision. You receive that, but you don't see anything in the natural. It's actually the opposite, maybe, what you're seeing. What God's going to change that opposite around to be is something. And that's why He made this world. He took nothing. This world that we live in. You know, that people try to imagine how it got built. God just made it. God came down there and formed the mountains. He formed the valleys. He formed it in it all. It's through faith. He spoke it out in existence. Our faith speaks out the power of God. When we're walking in faith, we perceive words from God that bring forth life. More abundant life. Without this faith and without the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost, there is no power. It's just a bunch of words. And people have tried to move on God's territory so long, and God's sort of jealous. It's Him. He wanted us to be followers, not Him following us. We have to follow Him. I want to follow Him. My whole life. Enoch, I've read just a few words about Enoch. But I can just imagine. He's like me. Lord, I just want to be with you. Glory to God. He says, well, come along. Tag along. But the Bible says that Amos, can two walk together unless they agree? There has to be agreement to walk with God. He is a lover, a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. If you diligently seek God, God's a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. Not putting all your purpose, all your courage, all your eggs in the basket for God. You don't hold nothing back for the reserve. You put it all for Him. And to those He will abundantly pardon, reward, abundantly pardon. You know, that is really something, how that God can take our sins and put them to the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. It takes faith to even that do. Bible says, whatsoever not of faith is sin. Now, why would you say, what's everything not of faith? Isn't that foolish? No, because our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. What Jesus did upon the cruel cross, when He gave His life, when God, Jesus came down as man, until that time on the cross, at that time, He wouldn't even die, into the Holy Spirit, at 3 o'clock exactly, He passed away. God made it perfect. That sacrifice, but at that time is when the power of God went out to the whole world, for God so loved the world. Until that time, it was a time that Jesus was being known. He was given a summary of things, of a testimonies and words that could be imposed upon to be the written work of God, that they'd be fulfilled by the followers. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten. That's what these things took place. If the finished work of God, when Jesus bled and died for you and me. At that time, if you want it, you can receive an atonement for sin. Whatever the need is, you have it, but it's from that position that Jesus did upon the cross. I don't see why there's so many people through the world that don't want the cross. They don't want anything about the blood. It has to be from the powers of darkness. Because Jesus came that we might have life. And we might have more abundant life. Without that light and life, we're not a match for the things, the power, principalities of this world. The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. The children, the power of this air is strong. He goes to and fro throughout the whole earth to come against the power of God. He's the offense. If He comes to you, He might say, you're good. But everything He tells you is the opposite. You're bad. But He might tell you, you're bad, but you're really good. So we can't listen to Him. He comes as a one to bring confusion in this little mind. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord. Christians should grow up to where these become active in them, led by the Spirit, determined to do the will of God. But we have failed in ourselves because our own human hearts cannot do the work. But God harnesses up with the supernatural that we're equal to Satan, or greater. But now let's back up a little bit. If you renounce anything of God and renounce, lose the faith, and faith comes by hearing, reading the Word of God, and having faith in what God's done,
The finished work of God was established on the cross, and Jesus' work that he did while he was here. With that, we have a way of escaping the things of darkness. The principality of the air, the spirits that works, and the children of disobedience. He's, before we're saved, he's working in your life. And when you become Christ, you are a new creation. Your former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. That's what it's supposed to be. But everything becomes the same. I've been in churches. I see that 2 weeks later, everybody back down the mulligrams again. Without the Spirit of God, that's going to be. That should be just the birth of a greater walk, a greater talk, a greater leadership. But God's going to give you some tests. Yes, 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 yes. You're going to find yourself in a way that he can test you. I went through some of these tests. I'm going to give a few of them out just to let you know that I have been there. First of all, I remember the Lord woke me up one morning and says I was to pray for a girl that was going to be killed. Now, I could have said, no, I'm not going to do that. It was a test for me. That was to wait upon the Lord. So I had the strength by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I knew I had it. I knew it was working within me. So I thought, well, I need to pray for her in the Spirit. So I prayed from 5 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock in the morning. At 8 o'clock, I seen her hit a tree. That vehicle blew apart, shattered. Yet, I said, let it not burn, Father. There was no flame. And actually, when it's all over with it, as I remember, it's been so long, but as I remember, the cab part of this pickup was totally off of her mesh smithereens. But yet she was sitting there, the steering wheel in the seat. Wasn't even touched. A little bit of blood coming out of her nose. I says, praise ye the Lord, glory to God, you're wonderful. The Lord says, that's just a beginning. Great miracles are going to take place. So I started seeing things, and he says, you can't share them with the Christians, because they'll do you in real fast. Don't say nothing to nobody, but just you and me. They're worried, really far from me. I said, I can't believe it. He says, well, they are. They got to want to do their own thing. They don't want me to help them. But I could give them great power. I could give them a witness. I give my anointing. But they don't want it. I started seeing a little bit. I had to not testify very much. And when I went to church, I didn't really say anything. But that point on, the pastor would not ask me to ever pray. Things just started changing. And I couldn't believe it. That what God said was true. I knew there was, I've been praying for that church, but I didn't know that they would be openly rebel against the things of God. Now here they're praying for revival, but I could have helped them. What God gave me is what revival is all about. Revival is not getting up here, playing the piano, yes, that's part of it. But that's the part that gets you into the presence of God, in His presence. Is fullness of joy. His right hand pleasures evermore. That's just the introduction part. It's for God. That should be, you give Him the praise. You give Him the worship. The people have let them adapt themselves. Oh, we're special people. We're haughty. We're high-minded. We're lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That's what they're saying. That's what God reads it out, and I say it too. They love to be praised by their fellow people. They love that. They love it. And haughty. They're very judgmental. Yes, I seen a young man come into a Sunday school class. He just loved the Lord. Just a new creation. He lived right across from me. He would come and wash my car. I really enjoyed him. But the people in this Sunday school class, because he said that he thought that we needed to do more for the Lord. And he meant it. And I was working for one of the elders in that church. And at lunchtime, they asked me to eat dinner with them. You know, they worked me over and that boy because they're not going to have that in their church. We're not going to have that in our church. That's naughty, said the least. They should have had compassion on him. It got so worse in that church that they just made it so hard for him. They even slammed the door in his face. Now, this is a Pentecostal church. And I felt so sorry for him. I said, Vern, so they're just kicking me out. And I said, I should have, at that time, I should have got up and my wife said, you don't make a fool of yourself and leave the church now. It's what I should have did. I should have made a fool of myself. So if he goes, I go. He and his wife, and that finally divorced, and they had a happy marriage at that time. You do great damage. The churches do these ugly things. I could tell you many things that they do. You say, oh, that, it's done the church. Well, I don't care about the church. It's hellish. God don't love it. I don't love it. That man did nothing wrong. He just wanted them to have a closer walk with God. But who tell me I'm going to have a closer walk with God? I remember what they said. Their words were angrous, from anger. Their words coming out of a wrong spirit. This is in our churches. I can tell you, church, I've seen the same thing happen. We get to where we judges. We sit the judges in the church. Don't let any foul thing come in our church. Jesus came in the church one time, right afterwards. Jesus says, it's time for you to leave. You know, when I left that morning, the pastor would not even look at me. I never forget that. He couldn't even look at me. But I held my head up high and I walked out. They probably said, good riddance to bad rubbish. But God said, go for it, son. I'll be with you. And you know, God gave me three words after I had my stroke, and that goes with me way back farther, but he gave them to me then. He says, lo, I'll be with you always. I says, I know you are. That being with us always, God only speaks in little phrases. He lets you know. You better stay on course with God, make out sure it follows out truly with God. That's what he gives us, the infilling of God's glory that lets you know right from wrong. It should be a blessing to the church, but it's a curse. The churches are cursed with man's ways. And the curse is coming down on the church and the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why America is where America's at. Because the churches are cursed by sinful actions. God wants perfection in the church. Never happened. Ephesians, for the work of the ministry, perfecting of the saints. What's in the church? Oh, yeah, we don't have that in our church. Well, it's in the Bible. Take heed to the things that you've heard, lest any time you let them slip. Slip us, let them escape you, and you're going to be counted the judgment. See, there's going to be a couple different judgments in heaven. There's one judgment that the Christian don't have to be there. But a lot of these people, they're going to be there flooded with it. But they're all going to be, before that probably time, they're going to be introduced to the lower region. This is what's going to happen to our Christian world. We need to wake up, because God's coming back soon. He told me that he wasn't going to be liked, but I love people. They didn't like me. He told me just keep your word as short as you can, because they wouldn't even let you into the grocery store. Christians can really get ugly. In a little town down the road down here, not very far, when I was a boy, this man came in and he was full of spirit. They egged him, run him out of town. Ministerial associates that went along with it. That's right, get rid of that. It's just a bunch of trash. It wasn't a bunch of trash. It's what they needed. But we got history of these things happening. And we say, oh, it's okay. It's in the name of Jesus. It's okay. No, Jesus don't have love. That's not Jesus. You're anti. You're saying things that's not God. Our testimony should be above any wrongdoing. Oh, I guarantee you, I know some things is wrongdoing. But I have concern over God's people. God's people are not where they should be. I went into church, another church, and the message gave out, and I answered it, and I give the interpretation. Pastor got up and says, well, we can't allow this, basically. God is not slack concerning his promises, but is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Our churches have got to be where they don't repent of nothing. They just make rules. Well, we can't do the certain things. It's rules, rules, rules. It's the spirit, spirit, spirit. Rules, rules, rules. What rules out the last is rules. It stays there. The spirit is gone. Without the spirit, we're void. There is no hope. There's no strength. There is no faith. It comes by the spirit. We cannot deny the works of God. And we are denied in actions. Action speak louder than words. In James. Our action speaks so loud that God says, hey, I can see it corrupt in heaven. It's the stink to my nostrils. But God, in these days, even the cemeteries, a lot of those people, those dear saints, going to have to go before the Lord and say, I'm sorry. The way is narrow. It's come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest in your soul. But it don't come by, well, Dr. Rudberg, I like Dr. Rudberg because he comes down and he just makes everybody, oh, you're all so good. That same church, I used to give a message out, and that day of it, it had this lady getting up. So you people, you're so good. Don't mind. All she was doing says he's wrong and I'm right. And they said, for sure, because we're nothing but angels. For God, he's gonna, we're really great stuff. They weren't great stuff. They were mixed up. There's a lot more to this. As time went on, the Lord started giving me visions, dreams. But I seen like the whole stadium, doctor, where the Dodgers are, those great big huge stadiums. Oh, these were Christian people. They had like so and so and so and so. We better be careful how we address God. I seen evil spirits getting on this, the center part of that stage. And all this flimbly music and all the things going up. Pretty soon I seen the faces of the people. What bothers me so much. There's nothing I can do about it. So that floor went up, that whole being went down to hell. I see it. I'm very concerned for the hearts of people. God had to bring me to a point where I could get to where I could handle myself. And this stroke so put me backwards, it was hard to handle. But I never was this where I am. And God is appointed for this day. This day is nigh now. But now is the second day, and out there to the world where you are, you need to get right with God. Take to heart what you're hearing. Because I'll guarantee you, if you don't, you're going to make hell your home. But heaven can be your home if you receive it. It's that way. There's no two ways. There's no sugarcoating a bad thing. We of the churches have sugarcoated all the same. Don't preach on anything that's divisive. Don't preach anything that's very question about it. Stay away from these. We just got to have a fun. Come to our church and you're going to be blessed because God loves you. You come and give your, God loves a cheerful giver. So you come and give us and we're going to have a wonderful time. But that's false. God moves by His Spirit. Thus saith the Spirit of God. Without that Spirit, you're not equal. And I'll guarantee you, when I was sick also, I seen the powers of darkness. And when He come, He knew all about me. He knew what was in me. And I would have we're afraid. God says, nothing's going to hurt you. But fear, without God, there's fear. When you meet that time, it's going to be so terrible, so wicked, without God. But God has deliberately saved you, wants you to be live with Him forever. But we've taken so lightly this journey. It should be our greatest goal. It's our whole endeavor. It should be the church of God. The church of the living God. Alive, but dead to this world. Our churches are dead to God and alive to this world. Oh, we're in the world. The Bible says, love not the world, neither things of the world. Any man love of the world. The love of the Father is. The lust of the flesh and the pride of life is not of the world. It's not of the Father, but it's by the world. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, of the world. Bible says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. Ye are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell with them. I will walk with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them. Among them, be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. And I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from what all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see God. Holy is holy, holy. She's got a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. A glorious church is not all dingy, saturated with the things of this world. A glorious church. He's coming for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. Without it, we're missing it. A glorious church is one waiting. The bride of Christ should be waiting for their lover. Their lover is the Lord Jesus Christ. Our lover is the world. Many, the lover of the love of the flesh. The things. All that touches my soul is Jesus. There's nothing else that fulfills that longing, that void in my life. Only Jesus. He is the one, the only one that can keep me. He's the one that can save me. He's the one that can bring fulfillment to my life. Without that, I am strictly a failure. I can't voice up enough energy in myself. If I leave Jesus out in any way, He's going to leave me out. And I cannot make it up with my own. I'm going to show people, yes, we tried that. It don't work. God just shows you who you are. The church has shown your true colors, and that's why we got sin. Sin's approach to any people, to a nation. Sin will bring a nation down to a level. They're going to have wars. They're going to have troublesome times. It's sin that brings it down. Nothing else but sin. Sin. God came to keep sin out of our way. When we joined the rank with Satan, we've taken him. He said, I'll let you go to church, do what you want, and you do what you want. Yes, I'm probably talking pretty plain today, and if some people find out, they'll probably get rid of me. That's okay. I'm an ambassador for Christ. I'm an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I love Him because He first loved me. He has a special blessing for those that love Him. But I believe it's a narrow way. We must shun the very appearance of evil wisdom. Seek God with a true heart. An overcomer. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. God has it many places. Seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first His kingdom. First is first, not last. But you know now, many people, I've seen it years over, where church stuff wasn't really that good because they have a boat show, football Sunday, where I don't know what, everybody's gone. So, the pastor said, no one, there must not be going, doing word again because we don't have we should have a full house. If it's for God, you're going to have an overflow of God's glory. The other way you have just got men's ways. And I may be too much for anybody for this today, so I may be my last day, but I'm going to give myself totally to God. He's coming through soon, and we need to be, yes, we're through without God. We need that purpose in our heart that we will be managed only by God the Father. Mismanagement puts us in a place of we don't know. And I guarantee you got to know. You need to get your knower knowing on God. God is our self. He's our strength. He gave His Son Jesus that through His blood upon that cruel cross that we as people could live and live in luxury with God. God would take care of His eyes over the righteous. His eyes over the righteous and His ears open to the cry. He says, call on me and I'll answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things. God's done all and it's up for us to want that ourselves. God bless you. I pray that God bless you in a mighty way today. If you have a pain or whatever your problem is, but I'll tell you, the biggest pain you're going to have is missing eternity with the Lord. God has something special up there for you. But if you get set back and say, well, I just don't believe that. Well, you're going to make it. You're going to make it to the other side, though. And I'll guarantee you, it's an ugly place. It's a place that should never be. It wasn't for mankind, for the devil and his angels, what it's for. But it's coming soon, and we as God's people need it. I love you out there. I want you to know that I love you, and I pray. I didn't even want to bring this sermon, but I had to tell you exactly. It may even get a little heavier as time goes on. I don't know. But God's here to help you. Just rearrange your life if you need it. Rearrange. Seek God, and God will bless you. God bless you all. And in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I always appreciate these sermons because they speak to me. God bless you for joining us.